Excuse me. Come on. Butch up. Thank you. So, how goes it? Come on. What's the matter? There most definitely is. Oh, you've had a personality transplant? Come on. What's wrong? Yes, I do want to know. Why would I ask you what's wrong if I didn't want to know? That doesn't make any sense. Very funny. What's wrong? Oi! What's wrong? I'm sorry, but there's only a certain amount of times you can say nothing. Or, I'm fine. Or, Because I don't speak man grunts, so you're gonna have to help. You need to fill in the blanks. Come on. Well, you've been laid in bed. You haven't eaten anything. You won't let me peel back the curtains, and you're not really talking. They're just kind of hints that I've picked up on. You know, you can't just roll away from me and expect me to leave, because I'm not gonna. Nope. I'm terribly, annoyingly persistent. So, I think you're just gonna have to swallow that hard pill that I'm not gonna leave. Not until you tell me what's wrong. Would it make it better if I made you a cup of tea? Or got you some food? Or what else can I do? I could run you a bath. That's got to make you feel a little bit better. Come on. No. Not even a little one. Not even one with candles. And bubble bath. Oh my God. There is something wrong. Please tell me what's wrong. Please. Because I can't deal with low-lying tension, and I'm worried. You worry me. All the time. It's not really convenient for me. No. Nope. Not at all. So, it would really help me out if you told me what's wrong. On a huge level. Come on. Come on. You can do it. Yes, you can. Come on. Well, then, do you want to just lay here, or? Do you want me to go away? No. It doesn't sound like you know what you want. This is just my theory. And bear in mind, it's just a theory. I can't imagine staying in your bedroom in the dark, not doing anything or seeing anyone or eating or any of that good stuff. It's all that great for your mental health. In fact, I imagine it's quite the opposite. Hey. Who said I was having a go? Oi. Stop it. Just stop it. I wasn't having a go at you, actually. I'm really quite worried. And you're not stupid. Of course you know that. Of course you know that staying in the dark, isolating yourself from everybody and not doing anything is going to make you pissed off and depressed. It's pretty obvious. I'm just saying, when you're not looking after yourself, it's easy to forget that those things add to it. I don't know what I was saying. I was just scrambling in the dark because it's really hard to talk to you when you're like this. If I'm honest. Well, probably has something to do with the fact that you're my boyfriend and I love you and I'm concerned. I mean, I didn't realise I could just switch off my feelings, but, you know, you've pointed it out to me now, so, yeah, thank you very much. I'll just, yeah, excuse me. Yeah. It's so stupid sometimes. No, you are. I mean, not about life and things, but about yourself. You saying, oh, why don't you just stop caring then? Oh, why don't you just go away? Oh, why don't you just not bother? It's like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that makes total sense. Of course I would do that. Of course I would leave you to stew in your self-pity. Fantastic, brilliant idea, wonderful. Is that what you want me to do? Because I can do that, but I actually thought, you know what, maybe I'll just come here and try and cheer him up. I don't know that I can. I know that you are depressed. I know that it's a genuine illness. It's not just that you've been foul and maundy and secluding yourself from everything. I know it's real, but I also know that it's really quite difficult to gauge and understand and approach. So can you appreciate my side of it? I'm not blaming you. I'm not blaming you. I go through depressive episodes too. I know it's really difficult. Of course it's really difficult, but I'd just really appreciate it if you weren't so dismissive of me when I'm just trying to be here and say, hey, I know you're feeling shit, but I'm here. I'm here because I love you. I know I can't do anything, but I'm here. And there's quite a few people that are feeling this way, are feeling this shit, and they don't have anyone. They don't have a single soul to come and say, do you want a cup of tea? Do you want a bath? Do you want some food? But you do. I do. And I just think, God, isn't that worth celebrating sometimes? Because I think it is. I don't mean throw a party or, like, post it on Facebook or something, for God's sake. I just mean, can't we just enjoy it? That fact between both of us, can't we just be like, great. I know the world's shit. I know that everything's burning and there's not really a reason to be like, oh, isn't life wonderful? But we're not alone. Someone thinks about us. I think about you, you think about me. We're not alone. We're not alone. I really like that. Well, no. I'll give you that one. Sometimes it's not so easy to like you. But that's beside the point. It's not my job to like you. It's my job to love you. That's what counts, right? I mean, anybody could like you. Anybody could like you on your best day when you're the representative for your personality, when you're up and sparky and engaging and witty and on a roll. But love is... Love's all the crap stuff. Well, it is. Love is not romance and shiny things and... all that jazz. Love is saying, oi, you shithead, get out of bed. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Come on. That's what love is. Love is seeing someone at the most disgusting, self-pitying, gross self and just being like, yeah, cool. I accept that. Because I do. I do accept it. I accept that sometimes life is really overwhelming and all you want to do is just curl up in a duvet and just go, nope, that's it. I'm out, thank you very much. And I know it's returned. I know you feel exactly the same when I'm like, oh God, the world's on fire. What have we done? Why are we like this? Ah, and don't come out of the bathroom for God knows how many hours. So, my point being, love in the most sincere and loving way. Get a grip. Mm-hmm. Someone has to tell you. I expect you to do the same for me. And you can, you know. You can absolutely get a grip. Because underneath those dark circles, underneath that seriously gross skin, that's you. And you are absolutely worth being in love with. even when you're a bit smelly. Are you going to stop it? No, you can't stop being depressed. I'm not that ignorant. I just mean, are you going to stop doing the things that you know don't help your depression? Are you going to get out of bed? Are you going to have a shower? Are you going to get dressed? Are you going to look after yourself? Because we both know they don't help. Well, actually, they do help. They help the depression. They go, yeah, sure, feel like shit, let's make you feel even more shit. And since when were we on the side of depression? You can do it. I know you can. You know you can. You've done it before. You know that you can do it, and you know that you're probably going to be in this position again sometime in the future, and that's okay. Life, I don't know if you've noticed, can be pretty shit. But that's okay. Because I'm not. No, I'm joking. I hope I get brownie points for kissing you when you're this gross, because I love you, but you stink really bad. I like you a lot more when you've had a shower. Well, maybe I lied a bit when I said I don't like you. It's more that you're just kind of annoying. With that whole doom and gloom pity stuff. It's okay. I still love you. Right. Come on. Shower time. Oh, you ain't getting out of that one, boy. Come on. You'll feel better. I promise. I promise.